John Batts with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, my colleague, and Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online, my colleague. We're looking at the war in Israel underway, and the question of where it's going may or may not include a wider war with Iran. Certainly Hezbollah, working for Iran, has arrayed more than 100,000 rockets to the north of Israel, is a much more potent military force, hence the Syrian civil war, than Hamas could ever be. Hamas is gangsters. Hezbollah fancies itself an army with major weapon system that can rain down on Israel. And the IDF is taking it seriously. And then there's this other war. That is the war in Ukraine. Not concluded, coming to weather. It's President Zelensky goes to Jens Stoltenberg, unannounced, and pleads for money and weapons, especially anti-air weapons. The administration knows this. It also knows that the Congress over these last days has been in disarray. There is now said to be a nominee for a new speaker. We'll see if Congress acts quickly and doesn't come up with difficulties again. But there's money that the administration has asked for. Now there are going to be questions about the arsenal of democracy for Israel if there is a wider war. Certainly there's not enough ammunition right now for Ukraine. Will there be for Israel as well? The U.S. Navy is deployed. So I ask my colleagues to reflect on this. The Biden administration, reluctant to take on Iran, reluctant to provide major weapon systems to Ukraine to be successful, is now watching these two wars spin out of control. Andy, your thoughts first. Is the Biden administration ready to concede that its policies have not worked and change course?
I don't think so, John. I think they'll have to change course just because events will force them to. I mean, obviously, right now, we are in the biggest hostage crisis that we've had in the United States since 1979. And that is something that, with all of the problems that you just ran through, the one that the administration says is front of mind is getting back the up to 20, maybe more, American hostages that we believe. Well, we know that 20 are missing. We don't know how many of them were abducted. The death toll of Americans is now 14. So the administration will have to change its tactics. I'm equally worried, John, about not just about the two theaters of war that you just mentioned, but one that's sort of in between them, which is Syria. The reporting I saw in the last 48 hours or so is that there's been shooting over that border as well. So Israel's looking at multiple fronts, and we have to consider that under circumstances as we look at Ukraine, Syria, and Israel. The fact that there is a burgeoning alliance between China, Russia, Iran, and Iran's proxies, which, as you mentioned, include Hezbollah, which can project power on the scale of a powerful nation state.
Thaddeus, you have a comment about these two fronts and possibly a third.
Well, we're in a new Cold War. I've said that before. I'll say it again. The other bloc is already well established. Communist China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, the Cubans, and others. And so if you view it in that context, we've seen reports, and I think Mary Kissel put out a tweet on it, that representatives of Hamas were in Moscow as recently as September. You've seen the United States call upon Israel to release munitions and arms to help Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression. And now we see that Israel is attacked by Hamas, and we see the call to send weapons and send support, even aircraft carrier groups, toward Israel to help defend them against this terrorist threat. If you view this in that type of context, it makes a whole lot of sense for the bad people to use Israel as a second front to divert weapons, to divert the attention of the West, and to basically facilitate Putin's continued aggression against Ukraine, as well as to support Hamas's terrorist aggression against Israel. So I don't see the Biden administration, or any more than I saw the Obama administration before, recognizing the reality of the strategic situation in which we find ourselves, because it would be an abject admission that their policies have not only utterly failed, they've been injurious to the security of the United States and our allies around the world.
Do you measure that the House of Representatives, the Republicans, will rise to the occasion, Thaddeus, after the turmoil?
I think all Americans, the representatives and our allies, are rising and are going to continue to rise to the challenge. Now, the question is, will this administration?
Andy, your measure of this administration, they do not have to admit they were in error. They have to respond to the circumstances right now. You're correct about hostages. Is the administration ready to agree the fact that it's at war with many hostiles?
I do worry, John, that the same pressures that you mentioned before in our other segment, which we're seeing on American campuses,
right,
also resonate in the administration and on Capitol Hill. And, you know, it's great to talk a tough game right after an atrocity like we saw over the weekend. But when Israel's already starting to do what it has to do, right, to try to crush Hamas, and you can already see the knees buckling in Washington.
That is McCutter, Andy McCarthy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.